how do you know when you have to increase the price? Why are you increasing the price? Why is it important to have direct and good communication with your customers? And speaking of devils in times, the guy that just raised prices on belts is David. And
he's about to, October 1st.
But I'm gonna push back a little bit because
he's not a devil.
I mean, look at him.
Look at that face, man. Look at that face. There's no devil in that face.
Yeah, I'm not pushing back.
God, those eyes in this light, man. Got me all flustered.
I think because that's what we do is we help people make more money. And it sounds really stupid, but the very first thing that you can ask them is, well, when have you raised your prices or when have you tested your prices?
Simple.
Oh, never. We've never done that.
Never want to do that.
Oh, well, you want to make more money. That typically, if you haven't ever tested your price elasticity, you should. And especially with someone that has the quality product, because I'll guarantee you, when you priced your belt out, how did you price it? It was by what the competitors were selling it for or what you thought you could get?
Yeah, well, and it was, yeah, exactly. And based on the margins at the time, and then those margins changed, but we never changed the pricing.
Right, and
that was the tough part.
Your base
so
price.
What's the level of quality between you? And obviously you're going to be biased, but I am too for your product because I know it's actually true. But what is the quality of yours compared to your nearest competitor?
I mean, in our biased opinion, much higher. I know for a fact that we do use a higher quality leather, for our kind of standard belts than a lot of our competitors.
So go now. Think about that. Like the pricing was set based off of what everybody was selling it for, but yet now we have a way better quality that we're offering at the same price as everybody else.
And then people see him as equal too when you do that.
Well, not
even though his brand's better.
Yeah, and we've actually seen that we raise the price and conversions go up. It's not an anomaly. You raise it, people automatically assume they're getting better quality by doing that. When you're competing with everybody else, they assume that your quality.
And that's what's
going to
be interesting. With we haven't done it yet. That's going to happen October 1st, and we'll be having a.
But you did something
$4.
Very cool. You emailed out. So
exactly.
Yep. I'd love for you to share.
Yeah, I'll elaborate on that. But just kind of a little background on what we're doing and with the pricing. And so, for select straps, leathers, Invincibelts, concealed carry, the ones that cost us a lot more than our other straps that we've always sold for the same price as the other straps. We're just kind of at that breaking point of needing to increase those prices for those specific straps. So for those, there'll be a plus $4 kind of upcharge for that when you want to go with that upgraded leather or concealed carry or Invincibelt. So like you said, we emailed and communication, as you mentioned, is key to our existing customers. We have a lot of customers that have shopped with us for 10 plus years. And so, they're used to our pricing. They understand, the deal of the box set and what that price point is. And so we wanted to make sure that we're very clear, ahead of time that, hey, this is coming up, which also generates sales. So, you let your customers know that, hey, prices will be changing, October 1st. Well, the ones that were on the fence, they're going to go ahead and buy, yeah. And so that email generated sales. That's a great boost to, to get sales out there. But we had incredible feedback from the customers. They were like, good for you, that you should be raising them more than that. Thank you so much for communicating this to us. Most companies wouldn't even, say anything. So really got a ton of positive feedback from that communication. It's a win-win for us and our customers to know that. And
So I just wanted you to verbalize that so that other people that are listening understand that, like, you could have been afraid to say it and think, oh, that's going to hurt us. Mm-hmm. But instead, because you were vulnerable and transparent about it and why you needed to do it and what the reason was behind it,
why
they actually supported it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh yeah, they're all behind it. There was only one email from me, and I don't know if he was joking or not, but yeah, that he was just like, I'm never gonna shop with you again. And
good.
And it was funny because he was a customer, and only out of his six straps that he had, only two of them would have been affected by the
price.
It would have been an $8 more for those two straps combined.
Yeah.
And all the others wouldn't have been affected. So I just was kind of letting him know that. You
what
know.
I love is how he went into the details of that particular buyer and like, let me, because his mind,
because he cares
yes,
about
exactly.
It.
Well,
curious.
His mind, his mind couldn't settle. He took the customer feedback. Yeah. He's like, let me find out more.
He's the only one. I was.
I gotta figure this out, man. It messed him up.
So I personally reached back out and I just said, I understand, and if that's you know how you feel,
sorry,
but you know, I just. On your kind of in your particular situation, it would have only affected two of your straps. The rest would stay the same.
So, it's so hard to be professional like
did
that.
Did he reply or no?
I don't know. He didn't reply back.
Okay. Yeah. It's so hard to be professional like that.
Well, he probably
got caught
off guard
by the easiest reply.
CEO responding.
Yeah,
so, a lot of people don't think that, you know, when they say these kind of off the cuff remarks, they don't expect to. Usually I'll call and they really don't expect that. So.
The easier reply you should, like, this would be like the snarky thing you wish you could say is just like, have you been to McDonald's lately? So and because just, I mean, McDonald's breakfast is $8,
oh gosh,
dude. It used to be less than $3.
Yeah, under
$12. Yeah, so the other last week, Michael did an appreciation, like a discount, essentially clear out as much of the store as possible for all the new inventory comes in. He'd never done it in 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a big sale, and we sold hundreds of new orders. And he literally went through and called every single one of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I love that he still does that.
Those people, like, it's unbelievable.
The loyalty that he's building with those customers.
Called me.
Yeah.
Is incredible.
I didn't answer. I didn't know what it was, but he left a message, which is even better because if you leave it, he left a message like, holy crap.
Yeah, a real message.
Called Nancy too because she made an order.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Every single one of them. Like, and I love it. And it just, it keeps on reinforcing like what you just said. Hey, they emailed back. I literally did a little bit of research into that. Like, that's why your brand does what it does. And that's why everybody thinks that you should get more and why it's okay for you to charge more, because they've always felt like they were taken care of.
The quality's there.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. A lot of people were just like, absolutely.
And not just
it.
The product, the service and the warranty.
Absolutely.
And yeah. So.
Yeah, the warranty on your side just, you know, is like a no-brainer thing. I feel like it just is. I had one of my belts jack up, and I went in there, just did the simple process. I honestly couldn't believe how easy it was.
You emailed it. And
I emailed the thing, and boom, I sent him a picture, part of the email. What's your shipping address? Done. I was like, holy crap.
You never told me this.
No, because I wanted to experience it. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't going to say, hey, David, I need to replace my belt because I worn it out.
So
he talks about customer service. Is he really doing it?
It's not a test, but I wanted to experience how good it, like what it was, and it was great. I sent in the message, immediately got a reply. Within a few minutes later, it's like, hey, what's the issue? And I took the picture of it, and I had worn the back end of my belt.
You wouldn't believe how many aren't our belt. That's one reason. It's not that we don't believe you.
Yeah.
It's because
it's
they literally
us.
Have someone else's belt, and they're like, hey, my buckle broke. But they're also, they'll be a customer of ours.
Yeah.
So it's really tricky. Sometimes they'll be a customer, and they're like, my belt broke, and okay, well, let's find out which one it is. And they're like, it looks like this. And you're like, that doesn't sound like our buckle.
Yeah,
and so we get a picture, and then it just became standard. It's like, you ask about a warranty. We need an image just so we can verify which one it is, because a lot of times it won't be our strap,
correct?
Won't be our buckle, but if it is, we'll replace.
And
it.
Just and within the next day, you'd already sent
out.
Like, I got an order. Matter, I'm like, what?
It came from Beaufort. It's
like, this is crazy. It's probably at the house. I haven't opened it yet, but I mean, I've worn that Invinci belt every day for probably 3-4 years now. Like, I wear that thing day in and day out, and I literally wore the ratchet out of the back of the belt.
Oh man,
which I thought was kind of weird. I was like, what? I was like, well, let's see what this is like.
Yeah.
I would have never like come to him and say I need a replacement belt. Like, I would never.
Have you ever filled out the post purchase survey?
I don't know.
I would assume maybe you would have. So what we do, because 5 of his wins have come from that post-purchase survey. And what it is on the thank you page, we just ask, what's one thing that almost made you not buy?
Mm.
And then they'll give us the things that were a struggle or friction or different things. And we actually send out an email that goes along with it too. And they'll tell you those different things, which is why we explain the lifetime guarantee on the homepage. If you look on the bottom underneath the hero image, there's 3 different things. Those are 3 of the most asked questions.
Mm.
And so we created a way for people to find an answer.
Huh, cool. When do you decide to increase prices? When should someone that's in e-commerce and doing things, when do the margins start getting in the thin area? Or when should you start thinking about doing that? And I think it's smart in time periods of year in e-commerce to increase prices. Do you do it in times that you're slow business, or do you do it in times where you already go into a good period time of business that could fluctuate a little more? Well, any strategy in when people in e-commerce should be thinking about that?
I mean, I think you start thinking about it when your margins start to change. So when you start having increased shipping costs and fuel costs, or you know, for us, you know, paper went through the roof. I mean, what we pay in paper,
things you wouldn't even think about.
But I mean, just little things, and all those little things start to add up, and then you start, you turn around and you say, gosh, it's been, you know, 13, 14, you know, going on 15 years, and you know, our these, you know, margins have just been chipped away, you know, with the increase in everything. And so there just gets to be a point where you say, you know what can we do, you know, to make, and you try to do all the other things before that. So you're trying all the little things that you can do to get those margins back before you have to actually, you know, increase prices. Because after that, there's not a lot going back. You know, it's really tough to
yeah. So you kind of know, again, this goes back to knowing your dollar and your model and your the money is the profit margin, you know, you have to have to make the ship keep running mm-hmm. and growing in this right way. When you start dropping below that point, it's time to really make those tough decisions. And if you get below that, it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
So looking forward. Is it strategic? And you don't have to answer this. Is it strategic, the timing of it going into the season?
I mean, we definitely wanted to get it over with before we got into the holidays. I mean, obviously, if you didn't, then that's a whole
season. Gave people plenty of time not to be shocked by it when they're shopping for family.
Well, and plus, you're going to do a whole bunch of discounts during that period. So exactly. It's going to soften the...
Yeah, they'll still be, you know, a great deal during that period. You don't want to miss out on, you know, a Q4 without that pricing if that's something that you're going to do, and then you wait till Q1. I mean, you know, of next year. So it's much more advantageous for us to do it now than to wait. Three months.
Anybody out there too, and then maybe different businesses, think about the timing of when you're doing your price increases and all that so that you don't mess up your business for trying to do good.
Yeah. I mean, if we started it November 1st, it's kind of like, hey,
yeah, what are you doing?
To get my Christmas present, you know, and so you would kind of have to do some
bad
legacy pricing or something for that where you say, hey, we'll give you that old pricing and a deal or something like that. Yeah. But
all the more reason to think ahead, plan ahead, you know, all those things coming to doing it right way, sending out the emails, getting the feedback,
communication,
yeah. To where then it goes seamless. Bad brands, mm-hmm. bad companies probably don't.
And
we'll
follow up after October 1st.
January 1.
Yeah. So you know, a few weeks in, we'll see how that goes, and the questions and the ones that were used to certain pricing. We'll see how it goes.
But I think within your trends, you'll probably have the highest profit margin you've ever had in history.
You know,
you'll make more money,
they may opt more for the $4. You know, I know me personally, if I'm able to get something that's better and it's only a couple bucks more
doing it,
then I'm gonna do
I'm
that
gonna
you
best.
Know
yeah.
I'm like yep. yeah let me get the best
and so. It also allows them to understand that there is a difference
it
separates your stuff cool. All right, so that's pricing 101, increasing it when you do it, why you shouldn't do it, how you should do it if you do it in the time periods. Good stuff.
That's it.